Hey, so this is Melina. Funnily enough, this topic comes up every once in a while and people are like, oh my God, really? What the fuck? So I'm going to tell the story so I have it in one place so I can be like, just go listen to it over there. So as many of you know, I was one of those child actor types. I never made it epically hugely big, but I worked consistently from the age of about 5 or so until I was 11 or 12, and then puberty hit, and as typically happens, I got funny looking for a while, so I started doing theater, because that's what you do. Anyway, there was a while where I was working quite a bit, and at one point got called in to do some extra work for a new movie version of The Wiz, and this was huge, because, you know, it was all black cast, and basically they cast pretty much every child actor in the tri-state area to be extras in this movie. And I was cast to be one of the Munchkins, and I was initially supposed to be one of the roller skating Munchkins, but they overcast, and they had too many kids, so they cut a bunch of children, and I was devastated, because I was like, fucking, this sucks. But I had also been called in to audition for the children's chorus, and I did get cast in that, and it worked out well, because had I been one of the extras, I wouldn't have been able to do the children's chorus part. And so I was cast to sing in one of the big numbers, which is He's the Wiz, which is backing up the woman who plays, oh gosh, I can't remember her name now. Oh, it's having a brain like a sieve is a terrible thing. Miss One, I think, was the character's name. Anyway, so there's the whole He's the Wiz and he lives in Oz, that part there. I'll put up a link and you can listen to it. Anyway, so there was that. And then one of the things that happened afterwards was that they picked 5 or 6 of us to sing this one little bit that was going to go under Lena Horne's piece. And I think the whole time that we were doing the recording was over 2 or 3 days, and we were in the recording studio. And the first day, a bunch of the stars in the movie came in. So, like, Geoffrey Holder was there, and frickin'... I'm not even sure if he was in the movie, but he showed up because, you know, Sidney Lumet was directing, Diana Ross was there, and the Nipsey Russell was there, and Michael Jackson did show up, but didn't come into the studio, just waved to us from outside the booth, and we were like, well, screw you then, Michael, whatever. Then we sang that bit, and that took a couple days, I think, and then the third day, the few of us who'd been selected to come and sing the Snow Babies theme were sequestered away and did this other piece with Lena Horne, which, you know, as a kid, we were like, oh, she's famous. It's kind of cool. Our parents, or the parents of the kids who were selected to do this, were apeshit, like ballistic. My mom was almost in tears that she got to meet Lena Horne. It was really huge. And we sang this little bit. There was a little Star Babies thing. And it was very complicated because there was a sort of weird rhythmic pattern to it, and we kept fucking it up, and it took us forever. But it was kind of an amazing thing. And when the movie came out, we were all very thrilled because there we were, you know, in the movie of The Wiz. And for years, there was no evidence of this. And then a couple years ago, I don't know what happened, but for some reason, IMDb added to their listing all the kids who sang in the chorus, and it says previously uncredited. And so now I can point to the internets and say, if it's on the internets, it must be true, people. So now you know that I am indeed a participant in the famous epic movie version of The Wiz. And so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Bye.